Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
That's the Pistol Annies. Who's in this band? Ashley Monroe, Miranda Lambert, and Angelina Presley. Those are the three. Hush, Hush. Number 85 on your top 100 songs list. So four more weeks of this after this week. Then what are we going to do?
Who knows? Second 100, 100.
I had a good idea. Now 200. I can't remember what it was.
Was it another long storybook theme?
No. It was a really good idea of Kenny Rogers. We talked about it. Remember that for me, would you?
I'll do my best.
I like that.
Tommy, write it on the whiteboard up there.
Kind of good, but yet heart-wrenching news today about David Wright. He's going to come back and make one last start for the Mets on September 29th against the Marlins. A guy who's fought like heck to get back into the game, but his back just won't allow it. David Wright, don't you kind of feel bad for a guy like that?
Yeah,
who was such a good player for so long.
And just ruined his body. It's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
But he had a great run with the Mets. He was on a Hall of Fame type of track, and then it just derailed because of his spinal stenosis and other injuries that he had. But for him to be able to get to finish his career in front of the home fans, I can't even imagine the ovation that he'll get on September 29th when he plays his final game.
Well, he'll fill the park.
Yeah.
In a game that otherwise would draw about 15,000.
I'm looking forward to actually watching that. That's going to be a cool moment.
David Wright's career year came in 2008, 33 homers, 124 RBIs, a 924 OPS. He was an all-star, seventh in the MVP voting, fourth in the MVP voting the previous year in 2007. So you're talking about a guy that at the ages of 23, 24, and 25 was top 10 in the MVP voting. And then the injuries started to pile up, and he was never quite the same. So good for David Wright to get to kind of go out on his terms. Makes me feel good.
And if he had put up those numbers for maybe four or five more years, he's a Hall of Fame lock as a third baseman because they don't let in many third basemen, and he would have had the numbers to justify it.
He's close to a lock. Let me repeat. Was never higher than fourth in the MVP vote.
Yeah, but you take body of work with a guy like that. He still ended up with 50 WAR,
Something to argue about.
I'm not arguing. I'm saying he would have probably been a Hall of Famer. That's not an argument. That's just a...
I probably disagree with saying that he probably would have been a Hall of Famer.
He missed 31, 32, 33, basically with injuries, ages 31, 32, 33.
And was he a better player than Scott Rolen?
Yeah, at his peak he was.
Oh my goodness. Scott Rolen, an 855, talk about a guy that was injured. Scott Rolen was injured. He was injured in 2007. And really 2005 he played in 56 games. He was injured a ton. Get David Wright's numbers up there. We're going to take
and
a call,
and then
we're
going to
go through their careers.
I'm not comparing the two.
Here's Earl. Hey, Earl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We got a great debate coming up, Earl.
No, I'm not debating this.
I'm not wanting to debate anything. I just had to do a fact check, you know, because during the Pick'em deal, it was discussed that Patrick Mahomes, He's got to win games on the road. Well, he's played two games that he started at Denver and at San Diego.
Well, I didn't make that statement, and I corrected it.
I'm just saying that if he can win at Pittsburgh, he is special.
If he can win at Pittsburgh, but even the most ardent Chiefs fan would have to have doubts about this one. They just haven't had much luck against Pittsburgh.
They beat us like Government Mule. Last year they beat the hell out of us. So we'll see.
We will see. It's
a physical time.
Very interesting game. Thanks, Earl.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Let's go.
No, we're not comparing.
No, but I do want to compare.
No, because you asked,
how many career at bats for David Wright?
1583. Actually, sorry. Well, now I can't find it.
Career, have his numbers up.
5996.
7398.
I'm not debating. I think Scott Rolen's a Hall of Famer.
But why?
Because he's had a great career.
But what about Scott Rolen makes him a Hall of Famer? And I love Scott Rolen. But there's no way he's a Hall of Famer.
Of course he is.
What is it about Scott Rolen?
He was the best defensive third baseman of his generation.
He won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 gold gloves.
And he was a great hitter.
He was in the top 10 of the MVP once. This cannot be the Hall of... He's really good. It can't be that.
Scott Rolen was one of the best at his position.
You cannot put Scott Rolen into a Hall of Fame.
He's better than Ron Santo. He's better than George Kell.
Then we have to stop the madness.
Scott Rolen is every bit of a Hall of Famer.
There is nothing about Scott Rolen except him being a really good player. Really good. There's nothing about him that makes you say Hall of Fame. And I love him. I mean, he was a Cardinal for a significant amount of time. He had a great year for the Cardinals in 2004.
His defense is what makes him a Hall of Famer. And in his career, if he had started his career 10 years later, he would have been in a lot more top 10 of MVPs.
Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Look at this Cardinals team that lost in the World Series in 04, and I just wanted to go through it a little bit if you'll indulge me. You had Pujols. This is 2004, at the age of 24, 46 homers, 123 RBIs, a 1.072 OPS. You had Rolen, 34 homers, 124 RBIs, batted 314 with a 1.007 OPS. And you had Edmonds, 42 homers, 111 RBIs, a 1.061 OPS. Can you even believe that?
It's quite a trio. Should have finished it off.
Boston was really good, and the Cardinals they hit a wall in that World Series. And that's a shame. That's one of the best teams. That may be the best team the Cardinals have had.
In a while.
Not in a while.
Ever.
I just said that one of the best teams they've had.
Fine.
I didn't quantify it or qualify
it. No, you did. You didn't. You said it was the best team they've ever had.
We should ask Jason Marquis about it because he was 15-7 on that team.
One of his few really, really good years.
Carpenter, 15-5. Morris, 15-10. Supon, 16-9. 47 saves for Isringhausen. I mean, you can't find a weakness. Renteria, tremendous at shortstop. He batted .287.
Not one of his better offensive years.
Though. Reggie Sanders, not bad. I mean, that's just a good baseball team that, you're right, didn't get it done.
I enjoyed Edgar Renteria.
But
I want you
as a baseball guy to get off this. All you have to do is be really good to get into the Hall of Fame. We've kind of dropped.
Scott Rolen was better than really good.
We've kind of dropped the standard. And as much as I like Scott Rolen, and I adore the guy, I adore him. If he walked into the studio right now, I'd say it. Scott, sit down. I adore you.
He was the best defensive third baseman basically his entire career, and he had really good offensive years to boot. If that's not a Hall of Famer, I don't know really what is. He was injured. If that guy's healthy for his entire 17-year career, this isn't even a conversation that we're 70.
Having. 70.2 WAR in his career.
It's right on the standard.
What's
David Wright ended up with 50.
Well, had he been healthy, I mean, there to me there they're borderline guys, and I don't feel comfortable putting borderline guys in.
But third base is underrepresented in the Hall of Fame, and Scott Rolen belongs to me.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that before.
10th best third baseman of all time, according to Hall of Fame standards.
Let me guess the 9 that are above him. Schmidt,
yes.
Brett, Speaker.
Speaker, he played center field.
Oh, he did. Who's the guy I'm trying to think of? Wehner?
No.
What Come do you on, mean, no?
These are all legit guys, and he's right with Santo. They had the same
Brooks
number.
Brooks Robinson?
Of yes.
Who else?
Eddie Matthews.
Oh, Eddie Matthews.
Wade Boggs. Adrian Beltre, who will sail into the Hall of Fame. Chipper Jones. Santo. Brooks Robinson. Paul Molitor is listed here as a third baseman. And then Rolen. And then below him are Edgar Martinez, Greg Nettles, home run. It does fall off. He's right on the line. He's between Molitor and basically Greg Nettles.
Who's 8?
Brooks Robinson.
7.
Santo.
Well, you said Santo has no business being.
I didn't say that.
Santo's
I said he was
number.
Better than Santo.
Call up
but
Santo's numbers.
Scott Rolen was essentially
what's,
the same
what's
player.
What's Santo's war?
70.5.
What's his OPS in his career?
826.
Rolen has a better OPS.
In a better offensive
How many
era.
RBIs? For
we're
Santo.
We're getting into the weeds now. 1331.
A little better than Rolen. How many hits?
2077.
That's exactly the number of hits Rolen had. So they're the same player, except Rolen was better
no,
defensively.
No, 2254. I was looking at Rolen.
Don't look at Rolen. It's not who we're
Santo
talking about.
Santo had fewer runs, more at bats, fewer more hits. Basically the same on base, 364 to 362. Scott Rolen hit with more power. He's a Hall of Famer. Sorry.
Listen, I'm not gonna carry a picket sign in Cooperstown if they put Scott Rolen in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying that he's not gotten many votes, has he?
I don't think he's been eligible. Well, he was eligible once, right?
And I don't think he stayed on the ballot. Why is that?
Yes, he did.
Edmonds didn't. You talk about
Rolen
a Hall
got
of Famer.
10.2%. I agree. Edmonds should have gotten a longer look, as should have Kenny Lofton.
You talk about a Hall of Famer. Let's talk about Jim Edmonds.
Injuries, though.
I get it that there were injuries, but a 903 career OPS? I mean, you've got to be kidding.
I'm with you. I thought he should have been in.
He's got less war than Rolen, though. For whatever that's worth.
10 fewer.
Can't believe I'm talking about that.
But 70 war for a third baseman is really good. Because if you're that good defensively, you're a shortstop. But if you're a bigger guy, you got to go to third.
8 gold gloves for Edmonds, twice in the top 5 of the MVP. And in my mind, I haven't seen many better defensive center fielders than Edmonds, especially for a guy that really speed wasn't his thing. It was positioning and jumps on the baseball and just IQ.
Yeah, he was not as good as his reputation defensively.
I'll take you out back and I'll.
But he was still good.
That's a
Scott Rolen was worth 21 wins as a defender, 6 for Jim Edmonds. 21 wins.
Jeff, the next time you say that about Edmonds,
well, it's the truth.
It's the dumbest statement ever. And this is why that I get it, why war and all these factors have something to do with the game today. I understand it. But sometimes it just drives me crazy that a number like that can be used against Jim Edmonds.
It's not used against. I'm just saying.
I watched him play.
Right. But
virtually every game he played in St. Louis, I watched.
You realize he dove so much because other guys get to those balls more easily. You don't have to dive if you're already
Watch
there.
Watch the play he made in Cincinnati when he climbed the wall.
I know, that
the
was great.
The play on the warning track in Kansas
glove.
City. Watch him go into left center field and make a catch that basically won a National League Championship Series against Houston.
I'm not saying he was bad defensively.
Call up Jim Edmonds' defensive highlights on YouTube.
Right, highlights. Not, great defense.
Oh, my God.
He was
you
good.
You sound just uninformed when you go this way.
It's not uninformed. It's what the numbers say. Facts and numbers are better than the human eye.
Jim Edmonds made How many errors did he make in his career?
Oh, errors in center field. Come on.
He made quite a few, actually. He had 131 assists. That's pretty good. 58 errors.
No, errors are meaningless to me.
131 outfield assists?
That's good.
That's a lot.
He had a good arm. There's nothing wrong with him.
I don't like debating baseball with you. You're one of those guys that thinks you know too much. Whereas I am one of those guys who knows a lot. And it's hard for guys like
really,
me to...
Do you really believe that? Oh, absolutely. Just because I saw him. The numbers.
I've studied baseball since I was 6 years old.
Sports are the only thing where we trust our eye more than the numbers. We're not going to look outside in the winter and say, oh, look, the sun's out, it must be 75. And then we step outside and it's 12 degrees. We don't do that, right?
No, because we have the data.
Right, we trust the science. We trust the math.
I trust what I see and for how long I see it. I can tell a good baseball player from watching them play day after day.
Right. I'm not saying Jim Edwards wasn't good. I'm saying he was a little overhyped.
You just said he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
I believe he does.
How can a Hall of Famer be overhyped?
Defensively, he wasn't as good.
Think about that question.
Defensively,
come here
he wasn't
tomorrow
as...
with a way to answer that
I
question.
I am answering it as we speak.
That's a question for the ages. How can a Hall of Famer be overhyped? We'll get Jeff's answer tomorrow. Stay with us. But before we take the break, we have two tickets to give away to see Johnny Rivers at the Orpheum on September 22nd, a week from Saturday. First caller, 869-1240, gets Johnny Rivers tickets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.